This week's Torah reading is called Shemini, which means the eighth. What does it mean, the eighth? The eighth day after 7 days of inauguration of the tabernacle, the presence of God revealed itself by fire coming down and consuming an offering in the altar, in the Mishkan, in the tabernacle. Now, the truth is that in the previous reading, we learned about the 7 days of inauguration. This inauguration took, I'm repeating myself, I know, 7 days, not 8 days, just 7 days. Why is it then that our parsha is called the eighth day? What do you mean the eighth day? The first day of work in the tabernacle, the first day of the revelation of godliness and so on. After 7 days of inauguration comes the first day of actual work, daily work, so to speak, with God's revelation on and so on. So why is it called the eighth? Clearly, because it comes after seven. But these seven are not connected to the eight. That's the point of the question. 7 days of inauguration, from day one on, work, regular work. Furthermore, our sages explain that the number eight represents that which goes beyond cyclical things. The 7 days of the week represent a cycle, and they repeat themselves all the time. Actually, in Hebrew, we call the Sunday the first day, Monday the second day, and so on. So wait a second, what do you mean the first day? First day was like thousands of years ago, and when you take thousands of years ago times 365 days, a particular Sunday, like for instance, next Sunday is going to be day number, I don't know how many thousands of days. So why do you call it the first day? What do you call the second day on Monday and so on? Because the truth is that time in Judaism is like a cycle that repeats itself constantly. So the energy in the original first day of creation is actually the same energy in every single Sunday all around the days, all around the history. And the energy in the second day, Monday, first Monday of creation, is actually the same energy in every second day throughout all the ages. That's why it's called the first day, the second day, and so on. So we see that according to Judaism, again, time is a cycle. So there's no such a thing as an eighth day. What do you mean eighth day? There are only 7 days in the week. The eighth day represents something that goes beyond a cyclical thing. So going back to our original question, there were 7 days of inauguration that prepared, so to speak, everything, Moshe, Aaron, his children, the tabernacle, to be ready to work in the tabernacle. And this particular parsha should be called the first day of work, which actually was the first day of the month of Nisan, which is the first month of the year. So it was like really the first day of the first year of work in the Mishkan. Why is it called the eighth day? And the answer is, because the truth is, I know this sounds stupid, but the truth is that the eighth comes only after the seventh. In other words, in order to go beyond cyclical things, in order to grow, really, you have to first be plenty. You have to be complete in what you can do. In other words, the cyclical things have to be complete and full in order to be able to go beyond yourself and go to the next level. And when you go to the next level, welcome to a new cycle. When you finish the new cycle in the new level, so you go to the eighth level. But the eighth only comes after the seventh. In other words, God's revelation in the world brought down in the work in the Mishkan, in the tabernacle, and brought down by our own work. When we actually fulfill God's will, we bring down God's revelation in the world. For us, we become more conscious of godliness, and for everybody around us, when they ask us, where do you do this thing? And you answer, I do this because this is God's will that reveals godliness in the world. Also, there's a spiritual revelation, but whatever that means. The point is that God's revelation in the world is caused by us being complete and doing our best, our 100%, which has no connection to our neighbor's 100%. Maybe our 100% is only 1% of the neighbor. I don't care. That we have to give to God our 100%, our best. That's what he's expecting of us. From the neighbor, he's expecting more. Yeah, that's why my 100 is 1% of the neighbor, but that's the neighbor's problem with God. My relationship with God is I have to give my 100% to him. of my capacities, of my intellect, of my properties, or whatever it is, I have to give myself to God as best as I can, without comparing me, myself, to anybody else. But going back to the point, God's revelation in the Mishkan only came after a completeness in the work of Moshe, Aaron, his children, and so on. For us, the same thing happens. Moshiach, which is something that the Jews are waiting, and the whole world is waiting, is only going to come after we make our work, we do our work, and we reach our own completeness, our own fullness, and that's what causes Moshiach to come. Now, the thing is our work and our revelation of godliness brought down in the world because of our work, Jews with their commandments and non-Jews with their commandments and so on, it's not something added to the world. What do I mean? The idea is like this. The word world in Hebrew is olam, which is directly connected to the word in English, concealment. In Hebrew, helem. Every single word in Hebrew has a root of two or three letters. And the word world, olam, is connected to the word helem, which means concealment. So the world by itself, the nature of the world is to conceal God. So we might think that by us fulfilling God's will, we bring down godliness into the world, revelation, very nice that I spoke about before, but that's something added to the world. It's not the nature of the world. And in order to bring Mashiach, we have to do things that don't go through the nature of ourselves and the world and so on. And this is a wrong concept. The reason why the world was created is to bring down God's revelation into the world, to make the world a godly world. That's the true nature of the world. And God concealed himself, creating an olam, a world that conceals him. When you open your eyes, you don't see him and so on, in order for us to work and to feel ourselves useful in his creation, that we are the ones that brought fullness and completeness to his creation. That means, in other words, that when a person brings down godliness into the world because a person did God's will, you behaved properly and so on, what you're doing is transforming a concealment of godliness into revelation and revealing the true nature of the world, the true reason why the world was created, for you to behave like God wants. That's the short, so to speak, idea. So going back to our question, why is this parsha called Shemini, the eighth? Because the eighth comes after the seven. Yeah, even though the seven appear to be disconnected from the eighth, but the truth is that the result of God's revelation in the eighth day is only because we, in the case of the story, Moshe, Aaron, and his children, and so on, they did a complete work of inauguration, and that caused the beyond cycle revelation, God into this world. May we be zoiche, may we merit to see God's revelation with our own eyes of flesh and blood, speedily in our days.